And welcome to another episode of Ghost Stories with Angela. I'm your host, Angela. Welcome, everyone. Join us, everybody. This is Smokey, just living his best blind life. Yeah, say hi, Smokes. I'm so treaty right now. Hi, everyone. I have my friend, Jessie LaTorre, here with me tonight. There's Bonzo behind her, holding up the rear, literally. And tonight we have some really great stories for y'all. Tonight's episode, I will be drinking LaCroix Mojito. It may or may not have a little in it. You'll never know. But I am drinking this mojito tonight because my first guest, my friend Camille, is in Miami right now. So Miami, you know, mojito. Cheers. Okay. Per usual, these are the rules, y'all. If you're listening and watching, leave me some comments. Tell me what you're thinking, feeling as these stories are happening. If you get picked to come on, cut the fat of your story. You know what I mean? Take out details that we don't need to hear. You know, we don't need every single detail. Just tell us the main points that are going to make us go, ooh. You know what I mean? Tell us those. And then also, do not request to come live with me if you don't have a scary story to tell, because I will hang up on you. Alrighty. Are we ready?
We're ready.
You're good on that?
Good.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, also, if you see, Jessie's going to be commenting to people in there to maybe tell you to come on live or whatever. So look for Jessie LaTorre's name if she comments to you. Right now, we're going to go with our first guest, none other than my good friend, Camille YK. Let's see. Are we live with Camille?
Oh, hi, guys. This was supposed to be a spooky moment, but my battery almost died.
What happened?
My battery almost died. I'm like, she's still talking. Let me find my battery charger, my phone charger.
And you were trying to have your mood lighting.
I was trying to get the mood lighting, and it started to rain and thunder. So I was like, shit, I got to find a new location in like 2 seconds.
That is like perfect, though.
Okay, but hold on. I'm going back to mood lighting, guys.
Okay. Mood it away.
Can you hear the thunder? This is crazy. No, I mean, it's not happening right now, but it's raining. So I'm going to go back to the other place.
Okay, yeah. Go to your creepy lighting, creepy mood lighting.
Guys, I tried to do the creepy mood lighting, so it's just going to be this because it's raining.
Good. Do some overhead lighting, which is also very creepy.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Here's the deal. We're going to go in on this story. Now, I am privy to this story. I cannot wait for people to hear what you dealt with. Are you there?
Ange, it may not be working. Is it because of the ghost?
Oh, no. Yes.
Hold on.
It's
hold on.
Pinwheeling for you.
Angela.
This is the thing about going live, you guys. This is the thing about Instagram Live. Not all of our Wi-Fi's work. Sometimes these ghosts be hearing about, oh, you're going to be telling a story about me? Let me start doing something to your Wi-Fi real quick.
Wait, and?
Are you inside now? Are you there?
No.
Do you want to hang up and call me back in?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, so hang up and then come back in. In the meantime, you guys, this kind of happened on the first episode. We had a first or second episode. We had a girl come on, and every time I clicked on her name, it would disappear. Whoa. Like, it wouldn't come on. We tried like 4 times. She couldn't get on.
Didn't want that story to be told.
That's what I was saying. I was like, oh, okay, wait a minute. Maybe I'm not supposed to hear this story. But then she finally comes on and her face is like grainy the whole time. And she said that she just got her internet fixed.
So was she a ghost?
I think she still had some stuff going on. That's for dang sure. Okay, let's see if Camille's back. Her internet was not working, but her story is very good, you guys. It's a good one. And it is not from childhood. It's from like 2 years ago. Are we back?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was privy to that information, and that really scared me now that that just happened to us. But...
yeah. Okay. So this story that you're about to tell, this happened 2 years ago-ish. So it's fairly recent. It's not like it's like when you were a kid, this happened. This is like very recent. Let's just jump right in and tell us. I'll set the tone, set it up. Let's go.
Okay. So... guys, I had been cast in a show originally called Satan Sisters. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, it's a job. I'm going to take it. They then changed the name, thank God. But anyway, so I'm about to do this show called Satan Sisters. And we're at home and I'm shooting this short with a friend of mine at my house, and I needed a prop. I needed a religious relic of some sort. Jesus, we wanted to get. So there was a store, a Cuban store.
It's always a Cuban store.
I'm Cuban, by the way, so I can say that, you know, Santeria and stuff like that. there was this Cuban store. I'm gonna go in here, because up there, it was a little echoey. There was a Cuban store on my street, and we went in, and they had religious relics. They had like Satan stuff. They had Jesus. They had Mary.
But take your poison.
Yeah, but the religious part of the store was closed, like closed off, bars on the windows and everything. So I go into the market and I said, hey, you know, can I go into that part? I need to get something. And he was like, oh, yeah, sure. And in Spanish, he tells the guy to bring me over. And I'm not kidding, guys. He unlocks the door, turns on the light, and like, have you seen like those scary movies where they turn on the light and it just feels like this yellow, like cloudy, smoky kind of dim lighting, right? Like that's what it was like. And I was walking through, kind of just looking around at everything with like quinceañera dresses and like first communion dresses all covered in plastic, and just being like, there's something off, but okay, I'm gonna keep on going because I'm about to shoot this thing. Right? So they take me all the way to this room. It's a glass room. All these relics are encased in glass. And he takes a key and unlocks it and opens it. And he actually doesn't go in, Angela. Now that I'm repeating this story, he doesn't go in.
Uh-uh.
It's just me. Just me that goes into this room. And, you know, out of everything, I find this picture. And it was a picture of Jesus. And I was like, okay, cool. This is what I'm going to take. I'm going to put it up on my wall. We're going to shoot this thing. And that's it. Cool. Done and done. And something didn't feel right. As I'm walking out and I'm paying for it, I was like, oh. Like, honestly, as I was paying for it, I thought like three times about, like, it's like the guy was talking to me and I was answering, but like not really answering. I was just in my head being like, this isn't right. There's something not right. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. But I'm doing it. You know,
that was your spirit being like, no, girl, trust me.
Don't do it.
Leave the store.
Get out. And I got in my car, and hand to God, you can call my friend and ask her this. We did this together. I called her from the car right outside. I'm in my car. Store's right here. And I called my friend and I said, hey, something about this thing doesn't feel right. And she's like, you know what, Camille, we can throw it out. I'm like, it's a picture of Jesus. You can't just like throw it out. Like, you know, what are you gonna do? You can't just throw it out. And she's like, it's fine. It's fine. We're gonna use it for 2 seconds. And I was like, all right, but just mark my words. Like, this, something feels off. And so we went home. We shot what we need to shoot. It's now around like 10 o'clock at night. We've unpacked everything. All the, you know, the crew is gone. And they're specifically, I don't know if you guys know this, but when it comes to like spirits, they like to kind of haunt through electricity, which is why, you know, when this didn't work, I was like, whoa. They like to go through electricity for some reason. I don't know. I'm not in that world. I don't know what, you know, or why, how they travel, but they do. So there were these lamps, and I specifically told my husband, and we wanted to return them. We were using them as props. And I was like, hey, just make sure you put them in a place that they don't break. And he was like, okay. And I was like, just put them like here. And I told him specifically where to put them. We had like a coffee table. It was a really big coffee table. So it's like, I mean, if you put it in the center of the coffee table, it's not going to knock over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm upstairs. Everyone's out of the house, including my husband. It's just me and the girl who wrote this thing. And we're upstairs. And all of a sudden, we hear a crash. And my heart, like right now, I can feel that feeling. Immediately, my heart just went like, I know what this is.
No!
And I ran downstairs, and she was like, that was probably one of the guys. I'm like, nobody is here. She goes, it's probably your dog. And I was like, okay, no. Ran downstairs, and the lamp. Okay. Guys, do you see this lamp? You see this lamp? If a lamp falls off of a coffee table that's like, it was like a foot from the ground, if it falls, it kind of like
tips over,
tips forward, right?
Yeah.
No, sir. This thing was, I can't even do it because my parents are, whatever. The lamp was up like this, and it was swiped like someone went.
Like from underneath.
From underneath, and the head of the lamp was on the floor, and the foot of the lamp was over here.
Uh-uh.
When I saw that, I was like, no dog, unless my dog got up on the coffee table and like walked this thing off of it. Mm-hmm. Could have
has
never
postal
happened.
Thumbs all of a sudden. Uh-huh.
Like could have never happened. So immediately I knew. I called my husband and I was like, hey, where did you put this lamp? I need to know where did you put it. Like, did you put it in the center? Did you put it in the side? He goes, put it in the center, just like you told me. And I was like, okay. He goes, why? And I was like, nothing, no big deal. So I kept it to myself. Oh, ready? So the next day, you guys, it was literally the next day, I go to a friend's house, and it was somebody from my church who was moving. So I was around a lot of church folks who, you know, potentially could help.
They love the Lord.
Yes, they love the Lord.
How to handle them demons.
Exactly. So I cautiously brought this up, and I said, you know, because I didn't want to invite this spirit thing into my life, you know, by speaking about it. But I was like, hey, do you guys believe in spirits? And this one girl was like, oh yes, tell me what. And I told her what had happened, and she goes, this is what you have to do. You have to walk around, hold the Bible in your hand, say all of this stuff around your house, like shake the Bible, do all of this stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it when I go home. Like, I'm gonna do it because I felt it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went home, I walk into my house. My husband's not there yet. He was getting a tattoo. He's not home yet. Oh, and I forgot to tell you that last thing happened around like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. So I go home. I go to my bedroom. I flick on the light.
Uh-oh. You paused out.
Did you guys
out
see
for
a pause?
Second. You go to your bedroom. You turn the light
on. Of course. I flick on the light. And the light didn't turn on. And I was like, and I knew immediately, I was like, help, this is something. I freaked out. I called my husband, and he was like, you got to go into the room. And I was like, okay, I'll go into the room. I'm like, let me get off the phone. And I go, and I put my phone flashlight on, and I'm walking into the room, and I walk around the bed, and my foot, I'm not even looking at the ground, but my foot stops. And I look down. Angela, do you have a picture?
Yeah.
Okay. So I look down, and my foot is stopped because the lamp that was like this. Oh, let me show you. The lamp that's like this on the end table is now like over here.
No.
So completely.
Okay. You want me to show them?
Yeah. I want you to show them because I got to get this charger at the same time.
Okay. Do you guys see that?
You see that?
So I actually, this lamp was here in how?
And do you see how like all the electric wires and everything is like unplugged. Everything is unplugged. Unplugged. So I immediately ran out, like hyperventilating, ran out of the room, called my husband, and he like ran home, and I was like, okay, there's something up. And he goes, what? And I told him everything. He goes, you didn't tell me this before. I was like, I know. I didn't want to believe it to be true. He's like, all right, what do we do? I was like, I don't know. I was like, but 100% we have a ghost in this house, and I brought it into this house. And he was like, all right, let's just calm down for tonight. We calmed down. Night two. Like Angela, I think you have a picture also of night two. It's pretty much the exact same thing. So night two happens, same time of night. We leave the house. We come back. He kind of didn't believe me. We came home night two. Same thing happened. We walked into, like, the lamp was literally on the floor, pushed aside.
Oh, here's night two. This time it was...
Oh, do you see? Okay, guys. Crazy. That was night two. Okay, and then night three, because now he's starting to believe me. Then night three, it decides to move. And it decided to go into the bathroom, and it take. I didn't show you the bathroom one, right? I found it. I don't think I didn't show
you. Oh my God,
you
have to show me.
So night three was the bathroom where it literally went into the cabinet on the right side, which, by the way, this was my husband's side. Husband's side of the bed, husband's side of the bathroom. It went into the cabinet and.
Ooh, this ghost had a crush on you.
Oh,
and he was trying to get your husband out the picture.
Or he was trying to get my husband and get me out of the picture.
Or, yes.
Could have been. I mean, either or, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the spirit had a crush on me, though.
Yeah. The spirit was like, she picked me at the store.
Angela.
She picked me. She came to the store and she picked me.
They were like, oh, look at this sorry girl coming in. So it came into the bathroom, grabbed all of the electrical appliances, like hair dryer, straighteners, curling irons, moved them all to the middle of the bathroom. And after day three, we were just like, okay, shoot, like we got to move. Like something has to happen. So we went and got a Nest Cam. And the Nest Cam, I guess I'm missing a huge thing. We had an exorcist.
Oh, you had somebody come and do the whole thing.
Oh, we did. We literally called upon anybody who believed in God to come over to our house. to come over to our house and, you know, pray.
Do you believe in Jesus? You haven't been in church since Easter? That's fine. Just come on.
Okay. You go to church on Easter? That's cool.
Yeah. That's fine. Let's just, everybody.
So we had everybody from our church, anybody in our neighborhood, like just come and pray. People were putting oil on our door frames, like just like, I mean, walking around with Bibles.
Did you have refreshments? Did you provide refreshments?
I didn't. I wasn't thinking of that, Angela.
No, I didn't have refreshments.
I needed the tequila.
That's why it didn't work. You didn't have no charcuterie. You didn't have no cookies. No.
Listen, but don't you think this spirit might have stayed if I had all that? We'd be like, this place is great.
Your friends might have prayed a little bit harder if they had a little bit of incentive, maybe.
This is true. This is true. So we had that. We had that. A huge exorcist trying to happen.
Did people feel things while they were there?
Yeah. Oh, you could feel it at night because it would happen at the same time every night. Like at night, it was a different feeling, and it was scary to the point that like we left every night. We took the dogs. We would like leave because we didn't want to be there. It was but then we would come home, and every time we would come home, it was just like, oh Lord, what are we gonna see? And we would open the door and like,
is that thunder?
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
That's a good, perfect timing.
I'm sweating. Okay, God, I hear you. Are you telling me something? So, yeah, the same. We would walk in, and it would be
So I, for example, let me backtrack. I got Nest cams and I would put up a Nest cam or one Nest cam because I didn't think I needed more, but I would put up a Nest cam in a room where right. it would be happening. And all of a sudden it would go to another room. And so then we would put it in that room and all of a sudden it would happen in another room. So this thing was smart
and it was mobile.
It was mobile and it felt very, it felt animalistic. It didn't feel like a person. It felt like some kind of a weird demon. I know this sounds crazy, but look, guys, I am not a person that can tell you, like, I'm a pretty solid, well-rounded, grounded person. So when I tell you that this happened, like, this happened.
For
sure. Nobody moved this stuff. It wasn't any human. It wasn't my dog. Like,
bruh.
Like, this was something.
I would die. Like, if I came home and went to my bedroom and saw, like, all the night stuff pushed over, I would think somebody broke in. I don't know what I would think. Like, but had I known, like, all these things, like, I went to the store earlier and I bought this Jesus thing and I've been feeling creepy and I saw that immediately, I would know.
Immediately you would know, right?
Yeah. It's a ghost.
Immediately. By the way, there was a huge thunderclap that just happened when you were speaking.
I heard it. I was trying to talk over it to pretend I didn't hear it. okay, then what happened?
I just have to add, so in all of this that was happening, guys, remember that I'm now about to play a character in Satan Sisters, right?
She booked a show called Satan Sisters.
No.
She's welcoming it now. Wait. So hold on. And then tell them the other project that you had
okay. filming. So, wait. So while I have to get this wine because this is really like now making me feel nervous that I'm hearing all this thunder. The Lord's talking to me. So I get an audition. It's pilot season and I can't do pilot season because I'm on a show, but this is a recurring role for, wait for it, The Exorcist.
No.
The King, The Exorcist. So I tell them, I actually told my representation, I was like, guys, I know it's gonna sound crazy, but there's so much stuff going on right now that like, I don't think I can do it. Like, I'm not gonna audition. And they're like, just audition. This is like crazy. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm gonna do it. This is crazy. I booked it.
Yes, she did.
I booked The Exorcist. So now,
here's a funny thing. This part, I didn't tell you this part. So Camille and I audition for the same thing all the time. All the time. We audition for the same roles, same project. Sometimes I'll call her and be like, hey, did you go out for this yet? And she's like, oh yeah, I went yesterday or whatever. We audition for things all the time. I got an audition for The Exorcist and I started reading it and I was like, oh, no. No, I'm not doing this. But you're brave. You did it.
And I got it.
And you booked it.
I did.
That's some.
Angela, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
Everybody heard that.
Yeah, my next door neighbor just heard it. Uh-huh. Girl.
You know your friend? You know your friend that you were talking to me about? Is she listening?
Who, this Jessie or my other friend that does all her demon exorcism?
Yes, your friend. Hi.
That's my other friend. Erica's not here. Erica is the one who can sana all that
okay.
stuff.
So can Erica hear this live back and let me know?
Yeah, I'll tell her to listen.
Because this is crazy.
So you're on Satan Sisters? You booked
the exorcist. Oh, by the way, hold on. I'm not in Miami. I just saw that someone said, are you in Miami? I'm not in Miami because you're like, I don't hear that.
Oh, I said you were. Where are you? Oh, Naples.
I know, but that's okay.
Girl,
you just think I'm Cuban and I'm in Miami, okay?
But you're Cuban, so still oh, mojito, same. She's from Florida,
right,
too.
So say, hey.
Naples is like my backyard, girl.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Born and raised Fort Myers.
Oh, yeah, Fort Myers. That's where I fly into.
Exactly. RSW.
Yes.
Back to the ghost, you guys. Back to the ghost. You're on Satan Sisters. You book The Exorcist. You're filming this short film. You get a prop that has an attachment. and you yep. have an exorcism. You bring all your church friends to the house. They all do their prayer. They didn't have no charcuterie. They went home.
Yeah.
And then now we are
so here. Now, like, this wasn't like the end. Like, we literally had, we had like multiple times we had other people come into the house and be like, okay, you got to get rid of, like, we had a Buddha, like anything that had any, there was like a rock that I was like, oh, that's a rock that I just put my key under. It's like everything that we had that people thought could have any connection to any kind of like spirit, like a spirit attachment. They were like, get rid of that, get rid of that, get rid of that, get rid of that. So we went through our house, got rid of all of this stuff.
They're like, get rid of that sweater. You're like, why? Is it even? No, it's ugly.
I'm not kidding you. It's just ugly. I don't like the color. It was like all of this stuff that we got rid of. And I was, you know, we had a bonfire, like burnt everything. We did. I think we ended up burning the Jesus picture. And
girl,
everything. But
how you gonna burn Jesus?
But the thing is, it wasn't Jesus. Like, there was something attached to
that. It was a fake Jesus.
It was a. Mm. It was definitely, like, a weird Jesus.
It was a false Jesus.
And can I let you in on a little secret? What? The secret, which is where I actually felt really bad, was it was $32, but there was, like, a kind of a weird decimal missing thing that I was like, I think it's $3.20, but it was really $32. And I got away with paying $3.20, and from this day, I still think that, like, because I did that.
Because you're a thief.
Because I stole that picture, basically.
Hey, if they don't print their price tags correctly, that is not
our It was, fault. Like, a weirdly written thing. I was like, honestly, that's $3.20, but it was really $32. But I got it for $3. I mean, look, we were on a budget short. Like, what do you expect?
What we're trying to say is you did this to yourself.
I called this upon myself because I am bad. I am evil.
And you're on Satan's Sisters.
And I'm on Satan's Sisters. I hear my mother is watching, by the way, and I hear her laughing in the other room.
Hey, Mom. Okay. Multiple things happen. What else happened?
So it eventually, here's the thing. Like, it became so real for us that it was one of those things that every night we didn't want to come home, that we eventually were like, we have to move. But there came a point where we were like, and I know this is going to sound so crazy to people who haven't had this experience before, like I'm going to sound like a nut job, but I'm not, that we sat there and we were like, no, we can't let this thing win. We can't let this thing beat us. So we got to hold ground in our own place and say, actually, you're not invited here. We're good. That's kind of what we did. Took off my hoops, sat down, and I was like, listen,
mm-hmm.
not invited here. Like, please leave. Mm-hmm. And every single night we like walked around the place, and I know we felt kooky ourselves. We were like, please leave. You're not wanted. We don't want you here. But we would sleep. Like, I would sleep like this.
Yeah.
You know, like any crack, anything that happened, like any noise, I was like, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh. Like, it like tore us to the core. Like, you could feel the fear to your Ugh. Core every night. And then eventually we won. It went away.
It just, like, went away. Do you remember, like, was there a feeling like, oh, it's gone? Or were you just like, hey, I haven't seen the ghost in like 2 weeks?
No, it was like, no. Because every night we would like look out for it. But like in my head, I was like, okay, Mom, are you moving those blinds? Mom,
your mom got jokes. Those
blinds down. She's doing that on purpose. Dad. Okay, I hope they did. Anyways, my blinds just moved down. I think they're fucking with me.
A question in here. How long did that go on for Camille? How long
about
did
about 2 to 3 months? It went on for, and it was, I'm still freaked out that they didn't do that. Anyways, we'll figure that out. Yeah, about 2-3 months. And then it left. But it was one of those things where, you know how you know how it's a secret or whatever you believe in, like you kind of like will say, oh, I'm good, I'm funny, I'm happy. But you're really like not, you're like sad inside.
You try and do them affirmations.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. You do these affirmations. Well, I would walk into the house and be like, there is no ghost here. I'm fine. Like, I am not scared, but I was terrified. Like, I'd walk in, like peed my pants, but like didn't tell anybody. You know what I mean?
Oh my
God. But then, you know, eventually every night, like there would be like maybe two nights without it happening and then a night where something would happen. And then it slowly started to dwindle away. And I was doing my research, guys, and just, and if there's anybody out there who this has maybe remotely happened to, it's called a residual spirit if it happens at the same time every night. And this was definitely happening around 9:30, 10 o'clock every single night. So we knew to leave and then come home. But coming home, we would walk into some, we knew we were walking into something, which was even scarier. It's like, I don't know if anybody has had like thieves or robbers that have come to their house or your car, that feeling where you walk into somebody being in your space.
Right.
That's that would happen every night.
Ugh.
For 2 months. And it wasn't a robbery, it was a ghost. So, you know, is the ghost gone? Is it still here? Like, you know, at night when you're sleeping?
Right. Somebody was asking if your husband could feel it too.
Oh, 100%. And we both pictured the same thing. I said, I kind of feel like it's a four-legged, like, being. And he goes, that's exactly how I see it. He's like, I feel like it's animalistic. He goes, he's like, that's exactly how I see it. So we both pictured it being the same thing. Like, it wasn't a person. It was like a demon. Okay, so do you guys know, like, on those, like, castles, those gargoyles with, like, the wings? So I felt like it was a gargoyle without the wings.
Fun fact, my next door neighbor growing up had one of those on his house, and it was always so creepy. We were like, why would you do that?
Like, why?
Why'd you put that on your house for, sir? Somebody in the comment section said you should do the blink it away technique, which is a callback to the last episode where a girl was telling a story, and I was like, how did you get rid of it? She's like, well, I just, like, blinked. And she's like, I was just, like, blinking for it to go away.
And it went away.
You should have just blinked, girl.
Yeah, no. I think I blinked a million times. Oh, but I heard somebody say dog sensitive. Okay, so this is why we started to take my dogs out, because one dog would feel it and the second dog didn't. My older dog, who has since passed, that's thunder, who has since passed, would be, we'd come home and he would be hyperventilating to the point that, like, it was so scary. Like, I have videos of him, like, for hours trying to calm him down afterwards. So we decided to take, but my other dog, nothing. Like, my one dog would climb into the closet and hide in the closet. Like, my closet was, like, he was in there just, like, hanging out, like, burrowed in because he was so freaked out. And
did you ever see the video of my dog freaked out at the haunted venue I was in?
Yes.
Yes. If you guys have not seen that video, it's in my feed.
Where
scroll down. I did a whole thing about being on the road haunted in Cleveland. Yes. La la la. Yes. That whole video. Check out that video, and you can see my poor little Bonzo all scared.
Totally. Like, I mean, Bonzo knew. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You have. Girl. Some dogs that are sensitive to it, but others that aren't. Like T-Rex, my other dog, could care less. We would go home. He was like, what? What happened? I don't know. What's he talking
about?
He's
like, I'm T-Rex. What?
Yeah, T-Rex. What's cool.
What you got for me? Yeah. Friend, but, this is insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm so glad it finally went away. This was 2 years ago.
Yeah. I think it was 2 years ago. It was either 2 or 3. Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. Maybe even, it was actually maybe 2.5 years ago. What is, it doesn't matter. But yeah, pretty recent.
And for those just joining, this is one of her pictures. You got to send me the picture of the bathroom, and I'll show everybody.
You want me to send it to you now? Yeah. Right, okay. Now. I've never done that. Can I get off of this and do it?
I don't know. Well, just when we hang up right now, just send it to me.
Oh, when we hang up, I'll do it. Yeah. Okay,
just
perfect.
Do that. I don't know how this works. I don't know what we're capable of. But friend, thank you so much.
Angela, thank you. I feel like I lost like 30 pounds, like, just telling this story. I'm like sweating. That wasn't easy.
Thank you so much for everybody watching. Follow Camille. You can check her out on Satan Sisters.
Check me out. Okay, they changed the name to Daytime Divas.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah. I do remember that.
Basically, yeah. It's a poor man's version of The Morning Show with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
They copied it. They copied us and did it better.
they Facebooked your MySpace.
That's
what
it.
They did.
Exactly.
I love you so much.
Stay I love you.
Before you go to bed.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Crazy. Okay. That's an insane story. Crazy attachments. I remember one time I walked into a friend's house years ago, more than 10 years ago. I remember walking into her house and she had this weird little statue. And as soon as I walk in, like I felt the energy of it. And I was just like, I looked and I was like eye to eye with this statue. And I was like, ooh, girl. Where did you get this? Because I feel like you should not have this in your house. Like, I felt it staring at me. I was like, oh, hell nah. So that's real for reals. Okay, my next guest is my friend VJ, who was on the first episode, and he told us a crazy story of when he was in the Philippines. This old lady put a spell on him. It was crazy. He had an out-of-body experience. It was nuts, all kind of things. There was, like, a little crab crawling up behind. I don't know what it was. Anyways, now he's going to tell a story that is probably my favorite scary story of his. And I was like, bro, can you please come back on and tell that story from when you were in high school? Because it's nuts. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if my friend... VJ, can you leave me a comment so I can just tap on your comment? Let me see. Hey, Kyle's on. Hi, Kyle in New York. I don't see you, VJ. Oh, there you are. Escody Adventures. Okay, here we go. Hey. Yes, with the mood lighting, too.
Oh, yeah, I got to. I had to use my DJ lighting to create the effect, right?
I love it. Oh, my God.
That story with the thunder. Jeez.
She had sound effects and everything for her story. Today.
I know. All I have are air horns for teaching. So,
bro. So we were at Disneyland.
Yep.
Last year?
When was it? I want to say it could have been this year. Well, I don't know. It might have been
early this year, pre-COVID, or last year, not quite sure. But we're at Disneyland, happiest place on earth, telling scary stories.
And we weren't even at the Haunted Mansion.
No, we weren't. We were like eating a corn dog. But so you told me the story from when you were in high school. Just jump right in, take it away, paint the picture, tell us what happened.
All right. So it's 1995. Okay. I'm going to say how old I am. So just graduated high school. And me and my friends were having our last party before everybody goes to different colleges and whatnot. And we were all getting together like, oh, what should we do as our last hurrah? So one of our friends is like, oh, remember how we used to go ghost hunting? We used to go to like San Martin and Milpitas and those old creepy houses. So we've always wanted to go to this place called Marsh Road, which is one of the big urban legend stories in the Bay Area. So if you're from Milpitas or know where Milpitas is, it's this back road over there. So I come with pictures. It kind of looks like this, okay?
Can you see that? Yes, pictures.
So, but imagine driving down this, no lights, and just pitch black, right? So unlike other urban legends, this is actually based on a true story because there was this high school girl who was killed in 1981. It was 81 or 84. So back to the party, we're like, oh, let's go to Marsh Road. We've always wanted to go there. And one of our friends, their older brother and sister, they're like, you're going to go to Marsh Road? You guys are crazy. You guys better watch out for the lady in white or the white owl. We're like, what? What are you talking about, lady in white, white owl? We're like, okay. So they were saying how they went and they experienced this. So we're like, okay, let's just all go. There's 12 of us, right? So we took 3 cars. And I asked my friends if I could tell this story, and they're like, oh, don't mention my name in the story. So I'm going to change some character names. So I'll say my friend Teddy, he just got a brand new car, right? this brand new Acura Integra four door. Okay.
Ooh, sexy.
So, I know, right? This is 1995. So, yes. I'm in his car.
Did he have a kit on it as well?
What's that?
Did he have a kit on it?
You know that VTEC motor.
Yes, he did. Is he Filipino? Is Teddy Filipino in this story?
Yes. Teddy's Filipino in this story. So, we're driving over, and it's a little bit past 1 o'clock in the morning. Mind you, pitch black, but the moon was actually full. So the light from the moon is actually really bright, so we could see it. So we're driving down Marsh Road. What's that?
So you could charge all your crystals.
Exactly. So we're driving down, and mind you, again, there's three cars, right? So we get to this area of Marsh Road, and the legend is, I'm going to say Marcy, and she was killed at this bridge on Marsh Road, okay? And supposedly the spirit of her ghost is still there, and she'll like ward off people to get out. And the road is actually closed now, so you really can't go there. So if you were gonna take your mystery machine vehicle, you have to walk over there. You can't just drive over there anymore.
Right.
But back in 95, you could still drive over there. So we get to this area, and there's this huge gate. It's about 8 to 10 feet tall, right? And it's probably about 30 feet wide. And it's chained up right in the middle with all these chains and a lock. So we get to that spot and we're like, oh, what are we gonna do? So we're high school kids, we climb over it, right? So mind you, 12 guys, high school guys. And we're like, oh, now in our head, we're like, oh, look out for anything. So we're like, let's arm ourselves. So we arm ourselves with like a badminton racket. I had a basketball, like I was gonna throw an alley-oop to this ghost or something. And
oh, hilarious. He was trying to juke the ghost.
Yeah, break some ankles, you know. So then we climb over and we're in this field, and it's probably about 30 yards. We're in this open field. And then all of a sudden we're walking, we're getting this creepy feeling. And then my friend Jason's like, oh snap, white owl. And he's pointing, and you look up and the moon is full and it's bright, and you see this white owl just going towards us. And it's a huge owl. We're all freaking out. We all had that look at each other like, what do we do? So we just all start running back, right? So we're running back towards where the cars are. And remember that gate I told you that's like 8 to 10 feet tall? That was chained up. It was chained. Why was this gate wide open? Just completely wide open. I just got chills just thinking about it. So wide open. We're like, what's going on? And mind you, there's no like rangers or anything like that. And just the three cars.
How far were you guys from the chain? Like from the fence? Was it close enough to where you would hear it cracking open?
Oh yeah. It was like not even 34 yards easily. But it's silent out there. So you'll hear this rickety old, you know, gate open up.
You'll hear a key go click.
Yeah, or just like the chains coming off or something.
Uh-huh.
So now we're running. There's this owl like coming at us, and the gate's wide open. We get in our cars, and I jump in my friend Teddy's car, his brand new Acura, right? So I'm looking back, and I'm looking at my friend Vince. He's like the last guy coming, and we all ran through the same section, right? Just running. And it was all in slow motion. I'm like, Vince, get in the car, jump in the car. I'm in the back seat. He's running, all of a sudden, boom, gets clotheslined and does this backflip. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, get up right now. He kind of like shakes it off. He gets up, starts running towards the car.
He didn't even like fall forward like in the scary movies where they're wait for me. And then they trip and fall and they get eaten. He gets like
clotheslined
and flips over.
He does a backflip. It is crazy. Like, end over end, lands on his stomach, on his face, just like all dusty. I'm like, get in the car. Meanwhile, the two other cars started taking off. So now it's just Teddy, me, Vince, my friend Jason. I'm like, dude, start the car. Brand new Acura Integra. Brand new. Click, 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 click. Wouldn't start. No. And we're like, Vince, get in the car. What is going on? Oh, well, my light just turned colors.
Oh my god!
So then I'm like, get in the car. He jumps in, right? So then we're like finally taking off. Car starts, take off back to Teddy's house, and we all get there and everybody's silent. We're like, dude, what just happened? And mind you, our other friends that took off didn't see what happened, right? So I turned to Vince, I'm like, dude, what hit you? You know? He's like, I don't know. I just I just started running like where everybody ran. Exact same area. It's not like he took off to the right or to the left. We went all down, straight down the middle. And I'm like, dude, like, you just did a backflip, and I thought we were going to leave you. I thought we were goners because the car wasn't starting. He's doing backflips over here.
I didn't even know you were that flexible. Like, what?
So Vince was wearing this hoodie, the San Jose State University hoodie. I remember it so well. It's gray, blue, you know, San Jose State. And I'm like, dude, Vince, what is that? And I started like looking at his, you know, his neckline. He has this huge welt, mm-mm, like purple welt just across. Mm-mm. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, that is so nuts. That's crazy. And then after that, we've never been to Marsh Road ever since. But it's crazy. If you Google Marsh Road in Milpitas or San Jose, you'll find a story of what happened to that girl. And that's why.
That's the true story.
That is a true story. It's actually a movie. I believe it's River's Edge or something like that. It's Keanu Reeves, Crispin Glover. It's like this 80s movie. But it was based out in some other area, but it was actually Milpitas.
No way. Yeah. Bruh, did your friend who got clotheslined that day, did he have like trauma afterwards? Like, was he normal after? Tell me what.
You know what? Because we were going off our separate ways like the following week, I called him probably like once. And he said he was fine because I was asking how his neck was. He said it went away in about like 5 days, but he had a good bruise all the way across. It was crazy. Because I was like, how did you get clotheslined? And there were other people like not even 2 feet, 3 feet in front of you, you know? How did he get clotheslined? So it's a big mystery for us.
Damn, that's insane. Bro, thank you so much for telling that story.
Of course.
We'll have to have you on for one of your other ones because I know you have even more honest stories.
You know I have more.
Thank
Another
you.
Another San Jose one.
So yes, more San Jose stories. Love you, bro.
All right, I'll see you later. Bye. Have a good night. Can't wait to hear the other ones.
Okay. Could you imagine?
We're out here in the broad daylight, and I'm looking around me.
But, like, seeing your friend, like, run, they're coming towards you, and you're like, hurry up! And then they all of a sudden just, like, fall back and hit a backflip.
I think I would cry, crap myself.
Yeah.
Like, all bodily functions gone.
And then at the same time, your friend's car won't start, the car that you're in. It's like, what do you do at that point? You just lock your doors? Like, I feel like that's what I would do. Like, I would close the doors and lock them until my friend got close, and then I would, like, open it real quick and be like, get in.
That's scary. From that.
Okay, we have one last guest, you guys. One last guest. Julie Jules, XOXO Dodger girl. I think she's an A's fan. She has a story for us. Are you ready? Julie Jules. What's this story?
Back in high school, she got someone to watch her while she slept.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry.
How are you?
Expecting to jump on.
Oh, you weren't? This was a surprise for you?
Yeah, because I didn't think I was going to have time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you have time?
Yes, I do. I'm done with everything I have to do.
Okay, good. Well, lucky for us. And we'll keep it quick. We just have a few minutes left anyway. So just give us a little, tell us what happened when you were young or whatever your story is. I think it was she was young.
Yep.
Tell us.
Okay. It started in high school. It actually started for my...
Where are you from?
I'm from Ontario, California.
Okay, so this is in Ontario.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Oh, Ontario is haunted. What was it, that winery?
The winery. Well, a lot of Ontario is actually haunted.
Like, and a high school is haunted.
Casey High School.
Is that the one you went to?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm following along. Girl, I know my haunted things.
Yes. Okay, so it started from my friend's house. She actually had some ghosts in her house. And at first, I didn't believe her. So every time I would sleep over, things would happen. And I actually seen a ghost in her backyard. It was...
What did it look
crazy.
Like?
It was a white, like, figure. It was a little boy. He was wearing overalls. it was like back in the winery, like in the old days, you know how they have like trees and stuff. It was just nothing but trees.
Always be wearing overalls.
Yes. Uh-huh. I completely freaked out. I told her, and right when she turned, she seen the apparition, they call it, and she immediately ran back inside and left me out there. And so ever since then, things started happening every time I went to her house. There was one night we had a sleepover. It was a couple of our friends, and we were watching a scary movie, and we ended up hearing things like happening in her house. So we ended up turning off the movie, and I was like, okay, forget this. I'm going back to my house. So one of the one of our other friends ended up going with us, well, with me. And And then so I want to say like a week or two later, things started happening at my house. So I don't know if like it attached to me or what happened, but so at that time I was really negative in high school. I had a lot of things going on with my life, and so
I hear you.
I was very negative, vulnerable to like any type of negative energy. So little by little, I felt things staring at me in my room, like in the corners, like everywhere in my room. I just felt like something was staring at me. So I ended up sleeping with a nightlight, thinking like that was gonna help, but it didn't. I was still scared out of my mind.
And so it'd be like you would be asleep and then you just feel someone stare at you, and then you like wake up and look at them or something.
It's like when I would fall asleep, I felt something heavy, and then I would turn to that corner of the room, and I just felt like something was right there. So every time I would try to fall asleep, I would feel like heaviness, and it was kind of scary to me because I didn't know what was going on. Like I was like, why can't I sleep? Why do I feel so scared?
Did anybody else in your house feel this?
Actually, no, because when the first incident happened, I had a radio / surround sound in my room, and I would sleep with music on just to, like, calm me down, just to relax. And one night, out of nowhere, the whole volume just went up. Like,
no!
And this was, like, almost midnight, so.
And what music were you listening to?
Just, like, I was into The Killers, so I would, like, listen to The Killers. The CD.
I don't know The Killers. What's The Killers? What kind of music is it?
It's like rock, like in a way.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I wasn't in that crew. So.
Yeah. Well, I like different mixture of music, hip hop.
But it was rock music.
Yeah. But it was.
First of all,
it's not like crazy rock music. Not crazy rock, but like I don't know what they call it. I just really like that album that they had, The Killers.
Like what? Sing me a song. How does it go? I gotta get in the
smile video. Like you mean it.
That's like real moody.
Yeah, it was very like metal, mellow. Maybe someone on here knows. Like,
okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, listen.
So
when you try to go to sleep to a band called Killers,
right?
Asking for it, you know. And then the ghost just turned it all the way up.
It turned it all the way up. So I freaked out. I ran out of the room.
Okay, so you ran out of
the room. Screaming for my dad.
And what'd your dad do?
He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, it wasn't me. And he's like looking at me, and he's like, oh, it's probably a shortage in your radio. And I'm like thinking like, no, it's not. Like, so then.
Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside.
I know Killers.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, somebody left a comment.
Yeah. Alternative. There you go. Yeah.
Yes. So, okay, I know The Killers. Okay, just kidding. I was in that crew.
So, so that happened that one night, and then days went on where I just felt like something was just staring at me, and every time I would fall asleep, I just felt something heavy, and I would wake up constantly in the night, like constantly, and I would go to school with bags under my eyes. Like, I wouldn't even get ready for high school anymore. My friends kind of noticed, like, what is wrong with you? And I'm just like, I'm just tired. Because I didn't want to tell them what was going on, because then they would think I'm crazy.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people don't believe in that stuff. So
how long did this last?
It was about a month now. This happened, like, last. So it lasted about 2 months, all this. So the second incident that happened was my phone charger. I woke up to my phone tossed on the floor, because when I had woken up, I was facing the floor. Uh-uh. So I see my phone just tossed on the floor. Uh-uh. And when I had kind of like picked myself up, I felt something around my neck. So when, yes. So when I kind of like touched around my neck to see what it was, I felt my cord. So immediately I just grabbed it before it could like start choking me. Yeah, because it was wrapped around twice, my cord.
Around your neck?
Yes.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. So your phone was on the charger.
Yeah, when I fell asleep.
Your phone is now over there.
Yeah.
But then you're like, I wasn't wearing a necklace to bed. What is this? Yeah. And it's your phone cord.
Yes.
That's them killers.
Yeah. So I ended up taking it around off my neck. Like, I thought it was wrapped around maybe once, but no, it was wrapped around twice. So at this point, my dad thinks I'm going crazy. So then I waited till the next morning and I told him what happened. And that same day, he barely told me this about a year ago, that same day that I told him what happened to me, something flew across the restroom while he was using it.
So he did see it?
Yeah, he did see it at first. I mean, afterwards. So
yeah,
he barely told me this about a year ago that I wasn't going crazy.
Wow. Now, after all these years, he's like, oh, yes. Yeah. You weren't going crazy.
She needs to not laugh at this ghost. This ghost could still be around.
Yeah. Did he leave? Did the ghost leave?
They got the house blessed without me knowing.
Oh.
Because he didn't want me to panic.
Okay.
Because I was already panicking as it is. I was stressing myself.
All right. He was letting you think you were crazy.
Yeah. And
girl, that's nuts.
Yeah. But then he was like, you need to stop being so negative. Like, try to be positive. But
you try to be positive with a phone cord around your neck.
Yeah, it was crazy. But after that incident, I want to say maybe 5 years later, I actually seen another ghost. So I feel like I'm not getting away from any of it now.
Well, you're probably just sensitive and you can see it. And some people are more sensitive than others. So you just have to learn how to protect yourself from those things and not invite it. See, that's why, like, I like to do, like, ghost stories. I like all the haunted things and whatever. But I'm not super sensitive to the realm, you know? Yeah. Whereas, like, my friend Erica, she is super sensitive to the realm. And she'll see it and go, ooh, we should probably not go over here or whatever. Mm. I'm not that sensitive. But I know when to be like, ooh, I'm not going to go into that room, actually, after all. Or, like, I like watching haunted things on TV, and there's every now and then I'll be like, I'm actually going to turn this off. Mm. So, like, I have intuition, and I have my discernment. But, yeah, that's for you. Just start practicing more of that intuition and discernment, because you got the gift, girl.
I don't want that.
Girl, too late. You got it. You unwrapped it. You got it now. No return, no exchange. Sorry, you know how you receipt. Julie, thank you so much for joining us and telling us your story. Even though you weren't expecting, I'm glad you jumped on with us. Yeah, thank you.
I was super nervous, but thank you.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Y'all, this was amazing. Camille sent me a picture
of the bathroom.
Oh, hell no.
Let me see the fan.
No way. Oh, my God. So she walked into her bathroom. And this is what Camille saw. For those of you just joining us, Camille told a story about a ghost that was, like, throwing things off the table and went into her bathroom, threw all the electronics out onto the floor. Here's their bathroom. She did not leave her house a mess. That is what the ghost did.
Like, with the cabinets open.
Yep. Look at that. Toilet paper on the floor.
And she thinks her ghost was four-legged.
Oh, hell no. That's nuts. First time I was telling a story with this over my head. Hilarious. And then she said she was telling this story with that hanging over her head. Hilarious. Well, y'all, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Ghost Stories with Angela. If you have a ghost story, I saw a couple comments in here saying, oh, I have a story from childhood or whatever. If you have a story, DM me
or I'm going to post this in my feed. Leave me a comment on that and tell me just like a few bullet points of your story. And then I may pick you to come on live with me next time. All right, you guys, thank you so much. Jess, thank you for joining me and helping me. I love you. Good luck sleeping. Yeah, good luck sleeping, everybody. Yes. Say your prayers. And yeah, send me some stories if you want to go live with me. Thank you all for joining. Bye.